Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for.
That is right. Be ready for the new you to show, because today we have a beautiful messenger that's going to share some wonderful leadership skills from her new book called Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader. Hey, welcome everybody. It's Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and this is the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast and radio show. And you know what we do here? We love you up. So all week long, you can have a better week, a more loving week, and a more caring and big life. So you can get out on whatever your mission is. And today what we have is the Messenger Show. And the Messenger Show is where we allow the feeling of love to move us, and invite spiritual, beautiful, open-hearted messengers that have a message for the world, and they're out on their mission, sharing their information to heal others, heal the world, and create just a better, more beautiful place here on this earth. The other show that we do that I like to tell you about is called 15 Minutes to Thrive, to keep your spiritual mission alive, and that is 15 minutes with myself, one-on-one, where we get down, dirty, but loving about your mission and your spiritual gift and business, whatever that may be, however it is that you want to get out and be a messenger in the world, and share some wonderful, fast, quick ideas to help you and support you on that. And if you've come to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show today, there's one thing that you need to know. And that is, you are loved here. You are honored here. And we feel blessed to have you in our presence. Today we have on our show a very special gal. We've been waiting for her for quite some time to come on the show because she has a message that is important to millions. Many people should hear the message that Cynthia M. Ruiz has. And I want to tell you a little bit about her and about her book, Cherokee Wisdom, because I think what you're going to find today, there are lots of different things that can guide you in your life to have a better life, a bigger life, a more loving life, and a more inspired life. But I think what you're going to find is that Cynthia has some really neat little how-tos to guide you in a unique and different way. So first off, let me just say right out loud, her name is Cynthia, so we already know she's pretty special. Okay, I just have to kid since my name is Cynthia too. Okay, so Cynthia M. Ruiz is an author, a professor, an inspirational speaker, and a leadership expert. She's received over 50 accolades and awards for her leadership and service to Los Angeles. She currently serves as Los Angeles City Commissioner, overseeing multi-billion-dollar pension portfolio for the city employees. She has received the prestigious Hollywood Chamber Women of Distinction Award, the Hope Ray of Hope Award, and the Weingart Women Building LA Award. Twice, the California Apparel News has listed her on their renowned list of influential people in the LA Weekly, showcased in the People edition. Cynthia has over 20 years of experience teaching, public speaking, and she's the author of two books, one of which we'll be talking about today, called Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader, and Finding Sane Relationships in a Crazy World. She appeared in Discover the Gift movie and book with such nobles as the Holiness, the Dalai Lama, Michael Bernard Beckwith, which I know personally, so I don't know why it's so hard to say his name this morning, and Jack Canfield, which of course we all love, and many more. Her career has placed her in many leadership roles, including president of the Board of Public Works for the City of Los Angeles, where she has oversight of 5,000 employees and a $1 billion a year budget. She has worked as an executive at the number one container port in the U.S. and has successfully run her own business. As you can see, she's done some pretty major neat things. Cynthia knows the importance of giving back and always strives to stay humble. As a Latina, she is a passionate for women empowerment and started the Wise Latina Network. Her Cherokee values have inspired her to teach others with her lessons. She does this through her books, through her workshops, and she's going to share about her beautiful book today. We are so thrilled to have Cynthia on the show today. Further ado, I'd like to invite her in here on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Good morning, Cindy. And I just want to say, I already feel the love. You are amazing, and what you're doing is absolutely incredible. So thank you very much for this opportunity. And of course, I won't forget your name since we share the same name.
Yes. It's interesting how it is in this human experience, isn't it? Isn't it, Cynthia? We always seem to love people that have our same name, and I think it has to do with the fact that we just, you know, truthfully and honestly love our own names.
Well, you know, the name Cynthia actually means moon goddess, so I think we're both moon goddesses.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I love that, and I have heard that before, but thank you for reminding me. So, you know, you have obviously a very interesting background. What I'd like to do is start today is just share, you know, we're going to be talking about your book. I'd like you to share a little bit about this beautiful background that you have, and how did that lead you to Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader?
Well, thank you for that question. So I come from a diverse background. I'm bicultural. My dad is Mexican, and my mom's Native American Cherokee, and we're registered members of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. Growing up in Los Angeles, a very diverse culture, I initially never felt like I fit in. I didn't really fit into my Latina side because I don't speak Spanish, but yet with the Native American side, I didn't grow up on the reservation, so I felt a little out of place. But I grew into my two cultures, and now I say that I have the best of both worlds. I get my passion for life and my love for music from being Latina, and I get my spirituality and love for Mother Earth and the environment from my native roots. So I feel like now in life I have the best of both worlds.
Absolutely, absolutely. How lucky you are, because you do have, you know, two beautiful, diverse sides, but that they come together, you know, in a wonderful way. You know, one thing that you said is that, you know, you have some really neat leaders, you know, from your family history that you really admire. Tell us a little bit about that.
So what I'm going to be talking about is my native side. So I'm seventh generation Cherokee, and throughout the history of the Cherokee Nation, some of my ancestors were leaders. George Lowry, who actually was born in the late 1700s, was very close to Sequoia, and Sequoia is the person that developed the Cherokee alphabet. So I like to feel like I have leadership in my blood. And then, unfortunately, through Cherokee history, we suffered what was called the Trail of Tears, or we actually got relocated. So my ancestor, George Lowry, was one of the leaders during that very tumultuous time of the Cherokee Nation. And then I'm not related to Wilma Mankiller, but I admire her. She was the very first and only woman to be elected as chief of the Cherokee Nation. So I think I have, you know, such a great connection with my ancestors, and the wisdom that I've acquired from my Cherokee background has really helped me in all aspects of my life.
I can imagine that. That's very interesting and intriguing to know that you have part of that. And how has that really, you know, affected you and drawn you to who you are today?
Well, like I said, my native roots has really given me my spirituality. And so I participate in ceremony. I participate in full moon ceremonies. And I really like the rituals of going to powwows and really just being connected to Mother Earth. I do quite a bit of hiking because when I find myself in Mother Nature, I feel so connected to the trees, to Earth, and that really comes from my native ancestry. So my spirituality is who I am today. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience like we all are. I really feel connected to Mother Earth because of my my ancestors and my native roots.
Well, that's beautiful. And I think, you know, a lot of our listeners will really relate to that. We talk a lot about connecting with nature here. And I know, you know, I'd love to know my background in history, because I certainly understand that feeling of connection with nature and how it empowers you in your life and balances you. So I love the fact that you bring that piece of your Cherokee history and bring that to your life today, which, you know, many of us can do that in whatever aspects that we have it from our history. You know, one thing that you talk about that I'm interested in is you say, you know, that we each innately possess leadership ability. Talk a little bit more about that, because I don't think people all feel that way. But I know this is true, and I'd love to hear more about it.
I'm a professor. I teach at the graduate level. I teach leadership and management. And when you look at leadership, leadership is the oldest profession in the world. I mean, because our first experience in life is with our parents. Our parents are our first leaders. People, when they assume leadership, they think it has to be in the business world and the political world. But each and every one of us have the ability to be leaders in our daily life. We lead our family. We lead in our social circles. We lead in so many different ways. So what works for me, because I've been in very powerful positions where I've led 5,000 people, and then I've been in smaller groups, and what works for me is what I call value-driven leadership. And what that is for me is value-driven leadership. I know when it's time to make the tough decisions, if I make the decisions based on my core values, I'll never make a bad decision for me. So what I've done, I've shared in the book, the 12 lessons to becoming a powerful leader are based on my Cherokee values. We have 12 attributes for leadership, it stems from the 12 lessons, and it really talks about what good leaders are. And first and foremost, it's lead by example, because on a daily basis, we can lead by example by doing the right thing. The other thing I think that's so important when it comes to leadership is humility, being humble. Just because you have a fancy job title in front of your name or a lot of responsibility, it does not make you better than anybody else. We're all unique and different, but equal at the same time. So I think a lot of the leaders that we see in the political world fail to stay humble. So humility is so important. So all the values that I share is my value-driven leadership, and that's how I make my decisions. But I think everybody has access to the information. That's why I shared it in the book.
I love that. You know, as a person myself that has been in leadership roles, one of my favorite things to say was that, you know, you really have to understand the other person's moccasins or the other person's shoes that they've walked in through their life. And that really comes to that value-driven leadership and really trying to understand different people's styles and their needs and their wants, and be able to lead them through that way. Can you tell a little bit about the various leadership styles that you speak about in your book?
Absolutely, and integrity is very important. So integrity, what we define in the Cherokee Nation, is integrity is doing the right thing even when no one else is watching. You know, it's easy to do the right thing when other people are looking at you. But if you have a situation where no one else is around and you're challenged to do the right thing, integrity is really doing the right thing at that point. And the example I give in the book is what happens if you find a wallet filled with $500 in credit cards? What do you do with that? Because it's $500 cash. Do you keep the cash and return the wallet with the credit cards? Do you return everything intact? So when you're put in those kind of situations, having integrity is doing the right thing no matter what. If anybody's going to know or not, because at the end of the day, you know and the Creator knows. So integrity is so important in my opinion.
Oh, I love that, because that is so absolutely, absolutely important. You know, one thing that I think is a challenge worth talking about, because many of us women are, you know, getting out in the world and bettering ourselves, and we're becoming leaders ourselves. And I think that there's this, I want to be really positive, but the word comes up, kind of this strife between, you know, trying to be a woman and then, but trying to be strong. And, you know, I know you understand what I'm talking about. How can women become better leaders?
Well, I think the women could become better leaders is being their authentic self. Historically, what happened with women leaders is they thought that they had to take on the masculine traits and masculine qualities and become a man. Mm-hmm. And we all know that men and women are different, and there's no judgment in that. There's no better or worse, or wrong or right. It's just the way we are. And so women leaders bring compassion. They bring a cooperation. They bring different qualities. So I think as we see more and more women leaders around the world, in the workplace, I think that really brings a different type of leadership, and where the world is going through a paradigm shift where we're becoming a more compassionate world, and I think that's going to be led, no, I don't think, I know that's going to be led by the divine feminine. So women make excellent leaders.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's, you know, such an important thing to bring up. And, you know, the fact that, you know, women need to walk that, you know, fine line of their authentic self to be those better leaders. You know, one thing that you mention a lot in your book is about fear and the obstacles of, you know, asserting your leadership and being a leader, but at the same time trying to overcome that fear at the same time. How do you suggest people overcome that fear?
Well, fear is a very powerful emotion, and fear comes across and manifests itself in many different ways. There's fear of success. There's fear of failure. There's fear of what other people are going to think about you. There are all these fears that we carry around, and Cindy, to be quite honest, there's no easy way to deal with it other than just walk through your fear. Because if a lot of times fear is just in our mind when you think about it. I mean, obviously, if you're in a situation where you're in physical danger, it's natural, you know, there's natural reason to be afraid. But a lot of the fear that we carry around is in our head. You know, we think about all these situations, we play it out in our minds, but just getting up and doing it, you realize it's not as bad as you thought.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes action creates a positive reaction. And sometimes you're right, fear is just in our head and we just have to kind of move through it. You know, I'm curious to know a little bit more about your dual ancestry. And I'm wondering, you know, if this has been like a real plus for you or if it's hindered you a little bit in your own leadership. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, I think that early on when I was a youth, I was confused because a lot of people, young people, want to feel like they're fitting in. So early on, I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere because I didn't really, you know, fit in with the Latinos. I didn't fit in with the Native Americans, even though I related to both. So it wasn't till I became older and really developed my spiritual side, and to be honest with you, becoming comfortable who I was as a person. I overcame a lot of obstacles. I was the first person in my family to go to college. You know, I grew up in very meager beginnings and meager means. So everything that I acquired in my life was through hard work and strength and determination. And so I was able to get an education. I had my master's degree by the time I was 23 years old. And then from there was able to, you know, make my way in having my own business, being successful in the political world, and now being a professor. You know, it hasn't been easy, but I had to find the confidence within and believe in myself and know that I was on the right path and I was always supported by the Creator. So my spirituality gave me the mental strength to keep moving forward. And I am just so blessed and grateful for all my experiences, good or bad. Even the challenges, there was lessons to be learned.
Absolutely. It's either a lesson or a blessing, is what I say. So how, you know, can you talk a little bit about your spiritual strength? Because I know, you know, many of us have gone through our own, you know, mental times where we may have felt a little bit less mentally strong than others. And you said really what's helped you most to hold up that mental strength and to walk through some of the things you've had to do in your life to become a success and to become a leader yourself is that you've incorporated your native spirituality into your life. Can you talk about not only how you did that, but when you go through times of struggle, because I know this will support and help the listeners in a big, loving way. What is it that you have done to keep yourself connected to spirit?
This makes perfect. Practice is just that. It's something I do every day. So there's three things that I do every single day. First of all, in the morning when I wake up, I do my gratitude list, because we all know if you have the attitude of gratitude, it puts you in the right frame of mind to take on the day. So gratitude is number one. Number two is prayer. And number three is meditation. I like to say that prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. So those three things I do on a daily basis, and I'm not going to say that I have the perfect life because everybody has challenges in life, but keeping my spiritual practice going, that allows me, whatever challenge comes my way, I see it objectively and say, okay, this is a challenge. What am I supposed to learn from this? And it makes me stronger. So I am just so grateful to have a spiritual practice to keep me connected to the Creator. And I know that no matter what happens in my life, that Creator, and I use the term Creator for my native side, but God and Creator to me are interchangeable. At the end of the day, I know that God has my back and I'm loved and supported no matter what.
That's beautiful. So it sounds like your morning rituals have really influenced your life and support you in connecting to that native spirituality. Can you talk a little bit more about the meditation piece? And is there a certain type of meditation you do? Or you know, if you had a suggestion maybe to the listeners on meditation and how you do that yourself, could you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, the message I'd like to get across is, for me, meditation did not come easy. It took me years to really get to where I was comfortable with it, because I'd sit down and then I would start doing my list of things to do in my head. I have to go to the grocery store and buy this, and I have to do this and this and this. And so finally, you know what made the difference in me is I attend Agape International Spiritual Center under the direction of Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. So I took a class with him on meditation. And it was like the light bulb went on, the aha moment, because when I would hear noises, say, for example, the dog barking, I'd focus on that noise. And so what he said is that when you hear outside noises, all you have to do is acknowledge them and then let them float away. Don't give them any energy. And something that simple really changed my whole meditation practice. And so now when I'm meditating, I almost feel like I'm floating in space. It's very very light,
I
love it.
I actually giggled a little bit about, you know, the dog barking, because I think that's how our brains work, is that, you know, we either are thinking about what we need to do or what we should be doing, or a little noise will happen and we get very, you know, off, you know, in that noise. But I love the advice that you got, and what a beautiful church Michael has. I've been there myself, and it's absolutely a wonderful place to be supported and to be loved. So how lucky you are to live in the area and get to go there.
I'm so blessed. I've been going to Agape for 10 years now. And in my in my book, Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Becoming a Powerful Leader, at the end of the book, I actually share a prayer that I wrote, and I wrote it at a class at Agape. They had a class on prayer, and I'm thinking, well, I know how to pray. Why do I need to take a class? But I took a class, and at the end of the class, they had you write your own prayer. And at first, you know, my head kicked in, and I said, well, who am I to be able to write a prayer? But I meditated, wrote a prayer, and I actually share it at the end of the book. So, yes, I'm very grateful to be a member at Agape.
Well, that's just one good reason to buy the book right there, is to be able to read that prayer. I love that. So would you suggest other people come up with their own prayer? Or do you think, for instance, maybe like taking the prayer that you wrote for your book and using that as their own? What would you suggest people do?
Well, again, I consider prayer talking to God. So you can use any prayer. You can use my prayer, or make it up your own prayer. Because really it's, you know, what do you want the Creator to hear you say? You know, so it's, I think it's both. They can use mine, they can make up theirs, or they can use one of the traditional prayers that come from religion. It doesn't matter. Whatever works for them.
Perfect. I do love that. I do love that. You know, you do some really neat work with girls. And I'd love to hear more about that work, and not only how it, you know, empowers and affects the girls that you work with, but how has that changed and empowered your own life?
So I'm very involved with a program in Los Angeles called Girls Today, Women Tomorrow. It's a leadership mentorship program for young Latinas in the inner city. And so basically we act as role models, mentors to these young women. And guess what? They're able to get out of poverty. They're able to go to college and make their life better. So, you know, obviously we're helping people. We're changing lives. But it's changing my life, too, because I get so many rewards from spending time with these young, amazing girls, and I get as many rewards as they do. And so a percentage of my book royalties are going to support this nonprofit, because I believe in the law of reciprocity. What you put out is what you get back. Mm. So just like with my first book, I gave a percentage of my royalties away. I think it creates that flow of abundance. By giving away, it comes back to you, and it's a win-win.
Oh, it's that beautiful law of circulation. I love that. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And thank you for not only doing that work, but putting your your heart into it, as well as your prosperity, and giving some of your prosperity, because that's a beautiful lesson for all of us as leaders in this world, is to take something that we're really passionate about, and to not only share our time, our talent, but a little bit of our prosperity as well. And it does all come back. I know that for sure. So Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader. You know, if there's one big thing that readers are really going to take away from reading this book that would really support and help them, what would you say that is?
That they have the ability to be a powerful leader in all aspects of their life. And these lessons that I share, I hope will give them the confidence to realize that.
That's beautiful. I love the fact that you said, you know, that it gives them the ability to become a leader in all aspects of their life, because I do believe But we do get confused sometimes when we hear the word leader or they hear the word leadership, and we could kind of put our little business hat on when we think of that. But you're taking leadership to a whole different level, and that's a whole life level. And I want to thank you for that, because I think it's a different way of looking at leadership, and we all can be leaders in our lives in our own special ways. So where can people buy this book?
It's on Amazon.com. I have a Kindle version and paperback version. If people want to connect with me, please visit my website, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, M, Ruiz, R-U-I-Z.com. And then, Cindy, I'm like you, all over social media. I have a Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all over social media.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I absolutely love that. So, first, I want to thank you so much for sharing your work and sharing your heart work and your mission with us here on the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show and podcast. What I'd like to know is that, is there any one big lesson, love lesson, as I like to call it, that you'd like to leave with our listeners today before we unfortunately have to, you know, end the show? Because I think I could talk to you all day, Cynthia. You're pretty neat gal.
Yes, so I think the big lesson that I want to leave with your listeners is the importance of loving yourself, because you're the foundation of all relationships in your life. So once you love yourself, all your relationships and everything becomes better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And once you love yourself, don't you also agree that it's easier to take that leadership role in your life? And step out in however that looks, but step out in a bigger, more loving way on behalf of yourself.
Yes, because then you have confidence.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, listeners, you've heard it right here at the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast and radio show, and that is this beautiful book, Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader. And I'm just going to add, in your own life, not just with your business hat on, but with all the different roles that you play in your own life. And I want to ask one more time, Cynthia, how can listeners buy the book?
Amazon.com.
Perfect. Easy enough. And they want to contact you and connect with you personally?
My website, CynthiaMRuiz.com. They can send me a message through there, and I'm happy to respond.
Perfect. And I have a little apology to make, because your last name is Ruiz. Let me say it correctly. And I think I called you Ruiz. It's just how I read it, and I apologize greatly. And what a beautiful
needed.
Lesson you've given to all of us today. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your love here and sharing the love that you have with the world. So I thank you so much for coming on today, and I appreciate you sharing your love with all of us. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so
thank
much
you, Cindy.
For coming to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show today. Thank you, thank you. So everybody, that is our show for today, and I'm just going to remind you, Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons to Become a Powerful Leader, on Amazon.com. It's Cynthia M. R-U-I-Z.com. If you'd like to connect with her personally, and as you can see, she has some pretty neat little things to share with us on a heartfelt, loving letter level about becoming a leader in our own lives. How inspirational that is. So thank you, everybody, for coming to the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show. You know, again, we do two shows here weekly, and I wanted to just invite you back to our next show, and thank you so very, very much for coming today. It is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and I'm going to sign you off with love, light, and you know how it ends, one big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for showing up today.